This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves. A wet 2019 has pushed back the opening of the Embassy Suites by Hilton Red Wolf Convention Center in Jonesboro. General Manager Craig Pomrinke gives an update on the project.
Well, every day we get a little closer to opening, which is fantastic. The rain has hurt us a little bit, and it's now putting us back to late September opening at this point. However, it's moving very fast. If you go by the hotel at any given time and you'll see them working on it, they're working very fast, and they're working into the evening. They're working on weekends. They were just there Easter weekend working also. So it's coming along pretty good. If you look on the northwest side of it, over closer to the football stadium, you'll see a lot of the exterior work's already finished, and the coloring has come out, the windows are in, and it's really starting to take shape.
This is something that is a sense of pride for a lot of people in Northeast Arkansas. And that, tell us about what this hotel and convention center is going to mean to the region.
Well, it provides now an option for groups and associations to come to Jonesboro, to Northeast Arkansas, that haven't been able to do it in the past because there just has not been this type of facility. So we've had great success at booking other state associations, other groups, conferences, some events, people that could not have come here before because we just simply didn't have the space. With nearly 40,000 square feet of conference space and over 200 guest rooms, we're able now to accomplish that. And we're able to work with the other local hotels, too, because there's times when we just don't have enough hotel rooms. So we're able to partner with them and continue to bring in more people to Jonesboro.
And how has that been by way of working with other hotels and in those regards?
Absolutely, they're excited. They've all been wonderful to work with. We've not encountered any issues at all. They've been very welcoming. And we've helped put some business on their books already.
Will it help also to be able to be in such close proximity to the First National Bank Arena? Because I would imagine you could hold some things there at the arena and then they could stay at the hotel. Have you all been able to work on some of those things too?
Yeah, we've already talked with their staff. We've already talked to the staff at the Fowler Center and at the Centennial Bank Stadium. And so we're able to now market not just our hotel, but market almost a campus of buildings that can get us, you know, up to 150,000 square feet of space for some groups that need more than just the hotel. And these are groups that are going to, you know, usually come to Arkansas State and do events there anyway. So having the availability of those buildings and having the relationships that we already have with those building managers helps a lot, so we can market towards those facilities too.
And I know also, you know, the overall partnership that you all have with Arkansas State University seems to be just a win-win for everybody around.
Absolutely. They've been wonderful. The staff, the administration, chancellor has been great. Really, it's everybody's so welcoming. And some of the groups and events we booked have been directly related to Arkansas State.
Very good. So tell us a little bit. I know you recently moved here and that to be able to become the general manager in that. How long have you been in Jonesboro, and what have you been, how's been your thoughts on Jonesboro so far?
Well, I've been fortunate enough to be here now for 8 months. I moved here right around Labor Day weekend. So it's myself and my son. He goes to school at Valley View Schools. Mm-hmm. We love it. It's been a very welcoming community. I grew up in the South. I grew up in Southwest Virginia. The hotel business kind of took me all over the country and brought me to Jonesboro. So it reminds me a lot of where I grew up. People are genuinely nice here. They want to help. They're very excited about the hotel. And I've had nothing but a great feeling since I've been here.
What do you think about this area, about not just, you know, Jonesboro, but Northeast Arkansas? I mean, you know, people talk about Northwest Arkansas, Central Arkansas and that, but for this business, you know, Northeast Arkansas just continues to grow. Kind of your thoughts on this and how this hotel can kind of help in, I guess, marketing the region.
Absolutely. Well, again, we hope to be a destination more than anything else. We are able to look at everything in and around Jonesboro and, you know, really within 45 minutes to an hour of the hotel to be able to market that towards the groups that we've got coming in. Because you're right, Northwest Arkansas has a certain set of amenities. Central Arkansas does, Hot Springs, so forth. We needed to be doing the same thing here. So we're working closely with the A&P Commission. We're working closely with the other types of attractions that are here, obviously with Arkansas State. And figuring out ways that we can continue to market not just us and the hotel, but the region, because the bottom line is these conferences are going to be here for multi days, and they're going to need more than just the hotel to come to.
And also, if you have some people, you know, who obviously like the area and that, you're going to see some of probably the repeat conferences come back and come back and come back. So I would imagine the economic boom for something like this is going to be huge.
Oh, absolutely. You know, a lot of the conferences will be on rotation. So many times they'll be in Little Rock every other year because they want to be there with the legislature and so forth. But then they get out in the rest of the state. And now Jonesboro and Northeast Arkansas become part of that rotation. So again, yes, it's a huge economic boom. And we're expecting well over 50,000 people the first year to be in our hotel, in and out of our hotel between the rooms and the conference center.
Well, tell us about what it kind of takes to be able to kind of run an operation like this. Obviously, there's a lot of moving parts, but kind of tell us about that, if you don't mind, please.
Well, I've been in this business 37 years, and one thing I've learned is that I can't do it all myself. And so you hire a good team, and just like assembling a sports team, a football team, or a group of other professionals, you hire the right people to do the right job, and you kind of get out of their way, and you're trying to hire people that are smarter than you in many places, and let them do their job. You know, as a general manager of a hotel, my job isn't actually to run that hotel day to day. It's the job of those people that we hire to do that, to run each individual apartment. So you kind of divide and conquer is kind of the philosophy. At the end of the day, I'm still responsible. At the end of the day, it's still going to come back to me on a lot of things. But you definitely want to hire the right people and give them the tools and the resources so they can do their job successfully.
Are you looking to be able to work possibly with Arkansas State University by way of maybe some students, programs with hospitality in that? Do you think that there might be a partnership there where they can maybe kind of work in the hotel possibly? Is that something that might be in the future?
Absolutely. We've already talked to Arkansas State about their growing hospitality program, and we're going to be able to use the facility at times for them to become a learning lab so the students can come over there. They can experience life in a hotel. They can see what the day-to-day workload is, what's like in the front of the house, what it's like in the back of the house. And we anticipate having several students work for us. You know, we want to be able to get as many students as possible that fits into their schedule and their needs. I mean, they're here to go to school and to get a degree and to get an education. That's their primary job, but we want to be able to help them with that somehow. If they have an employment need or they have a need to kind of build their career, we want to be there for that.
You know, and it's one thing to be in the classroom, but something else to be able to kind of see it as things are going on. You definitely can learn a lot.
Oh, no question. You have to be there. You have to learn live, and that's the only way you're really going to get it.
When it does open up, what's your thoughts going to be at that point when it does? And you know, all this work is now it's open, and people can come in and start using it.
I really anticipate seeing thousands and thousands of people through this hotel in a very short period of time. And I'm not necessarily talking about the guests that are staying there. That's going to happen. But it's been such a intriguing project for this community and for the university, and everybody wants to see it. So I think we're going to be set up to do tours all the time. We're going to be showing it off all the time, almost kind of like a museum or an attraction, and then eventually start to wear off a little bit. But I hope that those days don't wear off for a long time. I want people to see this hotel.
And the one thing I'm thinking of, it's a football game day, and I imagine you'll probably be very, very busy when you're open, because not only are people staying there, but also people kind of coming across and, you know, and maybe just checking it out while they're there. You know, I mean, they're literally right there getting ready to go see the game.
Yeah, much of my background's event management, and so it is an event, and we will manage that event accordingly. We will make sure that every guest experience is positive as much as possible, whether they're staying in the hotel, whether they're walking through the hotel, whether they're parking near the hotel, whether they're walking by the hotel. It doesn't matter. Their experience is you know, meant to be a positive one, and we're going to do everything we can to make it that way, too.
And that's Craig Pomerenke giving us an update on the Embassy Suites by Hilton Red Wolf Convention Center on the campus of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.